Hello, I'm here today because it's been over a year since Oscar Grant was brutally murdered by the BART police major Hans Esmering. And we're here today to remind you who is and is not responsible for Oscar's tragic death. Let me just back up a little bit and tell you that this is a serious issue that we have been dealing with for decades. I was reminded just last week that 30 years ago in 1979, there were 8 black men murdered by the Oakland Police Department. And there was a young boy, 14 years old, Melvin Black, who was murdered at that time, which really, I don't know if you all remember or were here or aware, but that set off a huge firestorm in the city of Oakland. And out of that, one of the things that came out of that was the Oakland Police Review Commission. As weak as it is and as toothless as it is, that was some reform that we got. Now here we are, 30 years later, another young black man has been killed by the police, and we still aren't getting justice. And this is the thing that isn't just happening here, it's happening all over the world. Just about 3 weeks before Oscar Grant was murdered, a young man in Athens, Greece was murdered by the police. He was a boy, he was 15 years old. Alexandro Gregoropoulos was murdered by the police. And if you remember the news over a year ago, the people in Greece, the whole country, were up in arms and they protested that outrageous murder for 30 days. And now 2 police officers are on trial in Athens, Greece for that murder. The one who shot him and his accomplice. And that's what we want here. We want justice. We know that it was the power of the people in Oakland who ensured that Messerly is standing for murder, standing trial for murder, and that he's not getting away unscathed, as is the normal practice in police killing and brutality of our community members. The community isn't scared of the power of the people, but I believe that this BART board is. The district attorney and the rest of the power structure in Oakland really is in fear of the people and the power that was wielded in January last year, which got us to the point where we are today, that BART is talking about a police review board, that the state legislature is talking about making reforms to policing in BART. But there is another actor who was involved in this, and that was Anthony Peroni, who was directly involved and responsible for the murder by aiding and abetting in collusion with Messerly, and as well as Marisol Dominici and the other BART officers who were on that platform that day. Peroni repeatedly called Oscar bitch ass nigger and forcefully kept him down on the ground, keeping his knee in his back, which incited and instigated Messerly to pull the trigger, shooting Oscar in his back. Peroni's actions clearly escalated the situation and set Messerly off on his murderous path. BART, at this particular time, has the audacity to put him and Dominici on unpaid leave. Paid leave for 13 months. It's like they're on a vacation for being accessories to murder. We demand Peroni, Dominici, get off the public dime, be fired, and be charged for accessory to murder. Furthermore, we're also here today to let you and the community know that the community sends out our love and our light and support for all of the young people that were on the platform that night. That fateful night, who witnessed the cold-blooded killing of their best friend. Those young men are in no way responsible for the outcome of that killing. No way. You cannot blame them. Your attorney cannot speak on behalf of BART and blame those young men for being responsible for Oscar Grant's death. We have another demand, and that is that you publicly, the BART board, publicly apologize to these young men for the vicious and slanderous comments that you and your PR machine have plastered all over the media, and that you cease and desist from further maligning them. Thank you.
Yeah.
Attorney Coleman.
Good morning. I'm here today standing with the community. It's real hard for me to come here over again and, miss work, come down here, because y'all acted like y'all was coming to the community in good faith, and I really appreciate Ms. Sweet and the folks that came to the town hall meeting, Mr. Franklin. But over the last couple weeks, the leaks that's been coming from BART, and it's supposed to be a gag order, mentioning settlements and just leaking all this stuff, it's coming from y'all. And I don't understand how y'all could come to a community, and I think it felt real genuine that you really wanted to like make this right, that you seen that this was a wrong thing that happened, because it could have been one of your kids. I don't know, even if you don't believe in God, there's such thing as karma. Like, if this was one of your kids, a loved one that was killed like that, and then you act like you're gonna do something about it, and then you turn around and you leak stuff to the press. I don't understand your intentions. I don't understand, are you trying to help mess up? He's not even working for BART anymore. Why would you do this? Why? I don't understand the intentions from your attorneys or whoever's representing you. I don't understand how you would leak this stuff to the press about what's going on with the settlement that took place for the little girl, for Oscar Brand's daughter. I don't understand why you would come to the community and act in good faith and be here genuinely and come off with this perception and then turn around and do some stuff like this. It just doesn't make sense. You know, I like to look at all y'all as human beings. Y'all were voted in, you're trying to do the best you can, but this stuff really is no more trust working with you. We tried over and over again to work with y'all. Like when you wanted to do the review board, it seemed like that was a good thing. You really cared about making some changes out of this horrific thing, that it was some positive things were gonna come out of it. And then you do this. So it doesn't seem right. I even came to you and Mrs. Sweet. I had something to do with some bicycles. I work with young people. I represent and advocate for young people. And I've been doing it for the last 15 years. Oscar Brandt was one of my players on my team. I coached him. And I came to you, I said that we have a bike thing. It was opportunities for you to really like give back to the community. And what'd you say? Oh, the check is still on my table. I've just been so busy. You know, stuff like that. It's just like, why would you come and put on this front, and then all along you're really not with it? You still, I don't know what's up with y'all, but there is such thing as karma. And we want to see more. You know, we want to see some justice out of this situation. We want to have some positive results coming from this. It shouldn't be like this. It shouldn't be like this. The man has quit the force. He's on trial. Stop leaking stuff to the press. Thank you.
Jack Bryson.
you know, we're working with Mark to make sure that, you know, that January 1st went peacefully and that there was no violence. I even kind of, I wouldn't say turn my back on the community, but I upset the community because I thought I was going to work with Mark and OPD to make sure that January 1st went successfully. And for 2 days, when Wanda asked that there's no violence in Oakland for 2 days, maybe 3 days, there was no murders, there was no arrests. We worked successfully. And then, you know, I understand there's a lawsuit, I understand we're in battle, and I respect that. But then what I don't understand is, you know, when we go to court, the system says, the judge and Michael Raines say, you know, we're worried about Jahana Mesby's safety, we're worried about his mother's safety, we're worried about his family's safety. Then last week I'm laying, getting ready to go to work, I'm waking up, and it's been leaked, and I see my son's picture all over the news for a week straight, devaluing his life, putting my son, my family, in jeopardy. And what Dale Allen did, that was very, very unprofessional. To put this young man, my son, to put his life in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And then to turn around and read the articles that Jahana Mesby made a comment that he's happy that Tatiana got paid because she doesn't have a father no more. Okay, you made that comment. You killed Tatiana's father. And then you want to come and say you're happy that Bart paid is paying because this is what the baby deserves. But from the beginning, you should have made that comment and not put the force. You would have saved a lot of people a lot of grief. It's just, man, I'm coming up here as a father, and I'm not like, I'm not trying to whine to you or cry to you, but, you know, Oscar Grant was a human being. My sons are human beings. They didn't do nothing wrong. My son did not initiate the murder of Oscar Grant. It was Johannes Mesley, Anthony Peroni, and Mary Balanucci in court. If you listen to what she said that on that platform, we thought we were going to have to kill somebody. When those young men got off the Bart train, they were faced with tasers and guns, and they were assaulted, and they were told to shut the F up or we'll shoot you. They were threatened by Park police officers. But Jahana Mesby, he went through with that threat and killed Oscar Grant. Not my son, not none of the young men. And for Park, I don't know, I'm not blaming you, I don't know who's leaking it out, but to say that these young men are criminals, that these young men have come in contact with the police, that's not fair, because they didn't know who these young men were until after the murder.
Yes.
Now you want to start saying that these young men are criminals, these young men are in value to society. Then what is Jahana Mesby, who killed Oscar Grant and Tony Peroni and Mary DeNucci? And I understand and I respect the fact that we're in battle, but you keep what Dale Allen did the other day. He put gas on the fire to inflame the community again. And that's what I thought we weren't about that. I thought we were about just trying to be cool and let the system work us out. And, you know, Bart, you're trying to do the thing and work with the community again. But what Dale Allen is doing is like a joke. He's laughing and he's blaming everyone else. And that's not cool, because all he's doing, I'm in the community. And believe me, I don't want to see no violence. What he's doing is putting gasoline back on the fire. I mean, it's been a year. I haven't been able to sleep. Oscar Grant, it keeps playing over and over and over in my head. My life has not been the same. I think about Oscar Grant every night. I think about his mother. And then I have to think about the safety of my two sons, because Dale Allen, what he did for a week, placing my son's picture face on the news every night, blaming him for Jahana Mesby's murder. That's not fair, can it? Thank you.
Dondre Teeler. I may be mispronouncing the first name because I can't read it correctly. Oh, excuse me. Mr. Teeler?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I couldn't read the first part.
You know, at the beginning of this whole episode after Oscar Grant was killed, there was a slogan that went out there: "We are all Oscar Grant, and the whole damn system is guilty." Not just talk about the police, the DA, the fact that people had to rebel in the streets even to get necessarily charged with murder, but this board is a very good example of the whole damn system is guilty. From the very beginning, after Oscar Grant was killed, what was leaked to the news? That there was a gang fight on the platform that police courageously broke up. And in the course, tragically, one person got killed. That first lie. Then the lie that you keep bringing up, not necessarily just to get the cop off, but in order to grease the skids so the broad public thinks that Oscar Grant's family and the young men on the platform have no case of that, have no grounds to even sue. The fact that the young men were actually prompting the situation where anyone who's got eyes can see that they were handcuffed and doing everything, including Oscar Grant, to try to chill the situation, including Oscar telling others to chill, and yet he's shot in the back. This is a case that we've seen over and over and over in this country, and on this BART board, 1992, my friend Cornelius Hall had his son shot in the back, and after many demonstrations, the board even went to his house in Union City and promised him that there would be an oversight board for BART police. That never happened. And again, you've drawn people in. You've got to give them the idea that maybe this time, Lucy will not pull the football away from Charlie Brown, that maybe this time we're going to do something, and again, you've shown your colors. Now, I'm not really speaking to you, but I am speaking to people here broadly, that the only way that we are going to get justice is to take this broad and far and wide and let people know that nothing has changed. In this era of Barack Obama, nothing has changed. Some people's lives are more important than others. When you can sit back and watch Police Chief G not only apologize for Messerly, but actually raise funds for his defense and send him little gift packages while he's in jail, that's on you. When you can actually take Officer Domenici and Officer Wolfington, even though they may be on leave at this point, getting paid $100,000 a year, and put them in line to train other officers in the proper way to handle situations like this on the BART platform, that makes you complicit. So right along the line, none of us are fooled. You guys are exactly what we're talking about when we say the whole damn system is guilty. And if you have one shred of humanity in your bones at this point, you're going to back off this thing of trying to blame the youth for the murder of Oscar Grant, blame the youth for actually just going along with the cops, and you're going to settle with the family, you're going to fire Peroni once and for all, fire all the officers on that platform, and get on with the business that you say you are, serving the public.
Yep.
Yes.
Ms. Rachel Jackson?
I actually am going to go after, so if you could call the next person.
Jimmy X.
I'm going to renege my time to Rachel.
That was the last speaker.
You want to go
ahead? Oscar Grant.
You're welcome.
My question now is the panel.
I'm sorry. What's your name? Can you ask your name?
Dwan Carter Wood.
Did you fill out a form? Did you fill out a form? I'm sorry. Yeah, sure. I don't mind. I didn't just see it. I'm sorry. It's in the back.
That's all right. How y'all doing? Greetings, salutations. Really, the reason why I'm here is because I want to speak actually in the perspective of a young man that actually deals with stuff like this. Oscar Grant was actually a friend of mine. I actually went to school with him. And actually seeing his lifelong transformation, this is a sad way to see the ending of him coming, but it's over now. So we're not really worried about that. But the one thing that you guys should be concerned about is the actual heat that's starting to become very, very clear to a lot of people about the friction between BART police and the community. And it's not really anything that you could probably see because you guys don't have a lot of incident reports to actually say anything that hasn't happened past like probably like the end of 2009. But you can feel it. It's not really a good thing. And the one thing that really gets me is that if you guys are talking about the young men, like how can you really make it their fault when they were bound and really placed on the floor? Like there's no way that you can justify that. Even when we're sitting here and we're talking about the whole fact of like, you know, he meant to tase him. How do you tase a man that's bound and put on the floor? And then after that, how are you gonna blame his friends for trying to speak up against what's happening to him? It's not really fair. And then after that, to talk about what they've done in their past life, that's not necessarily fair because everybody's been did something. Everybody probably has stuff that they probably been did that's probably been brought out, but it's not fair to blame them for something like that. I was actually hearing from it, you feel me, about what happened, and what they were saying is that as soon as they got off the platform, they were saying, don't move or we will tase you or we will shoot you. There's not nothing anywhere saying that the police officer said, if you say anything while you're on the floor, I will tase you. There's no reason to make us the criminals. There's nothing that's gonna solve that problem. There's already issues between authority and Oakland right now. You don't really want to have any more problems. We don't want any more problems. This is not the way to solve our issue. And slandering us and bad-mouthing us is definitely not gonna change the system. It's definitely not gonna change the issue that you guys have on your hands that can cause you guys millions of dollars. You guys told us when I went to the police department and we went to go get our permit when I was down there with Jack Bryson that we committed, we accumulated over $1 million worth of damage. And what was that? I think that was January 9th or January 7th last year when it was supposed to be like a riot or something. I'm not really sure exactly how accurate that is, but that's just an eye-opener of how upset stuff like this actually makes the community. And we're not saying that anything bad is gonna happen, but the only thing is people like me can't speak for everybody else. It's not fair to actually blame people because when people are unjustly, you know, blamed for things like this, that's what really causes problems. Now, if they were the actual problem, we would all rally up against it, but that's not true. So the only thing I'm asking is that you guys think about things before you start leaking them to the public and making it public known, especially when the community is gonna be on our side. Thank you.
Ms. Rachel Jackson, can I understand Jimmy X has ceded his time to you?
Good morning. Before I start, I just kind of want to go around and just sort of check in and get a sense of, randomly, Ms. Murray, if this was your child, do you think that this is inadequate? Do you think that this is a fair settlement? Do you think that this outcome, that the treatment of the young men and the statements that have been made and the behavior of BART has been appropriate?
I'm here to listen to you.
And how do you think that the value of your child would compare to Ms. Sweet's child, for example?
I'm here to listen to you, please go on.
And just looking around the room, you know, I think that we'd all be wise to take that into consideration here because, you know, we know that that's what's happening here. There's a bidding, something of a bidding war going on here and a race to the bottom. And it's outrageous. And it's just so shameful. And for you all to participate in it in the way that you are is really, I mean, I was like Mr. Teeter, I was also in the streets when Gerald Hall was killed, and you know, that 17, how many years later, that we're here again, it's unbelievable. And so anyhow, I'm sorry, but it's hard. So it's really hard to actually look at you all, and especially you, Dorothy Duggar, being in charge of this whole fiasco. But anyhow, having said that, the array of police that are scattered all over the neighborhood right now on bicycles and across the street and coffee shop and around the corner and so on, it's really not necessary. Every time that we show up, you know, sometimes we will just be a delegation that has a simple message to bring. So, you know, it's a little bit of an overreaction and, you know, again, not necessary. But what I want to bring to you is some fake flowers. And they're fake flowers to acknowledge your fake concern, because you all, and especially you, Zucker, never cared about these young men and how you could betray, especially Jack, of all people, as much as Jack Bryson has tried to work with you and has tried to be helpful, you know, how you guys could do this. The level of betrayal is just outrageous. So we want to offer you back the flowers, the fake flowers, because we know that your concern is not sincere. We're here because we are now not just demanding justice for Oscar Grant, but we want justice for Nigel Bryson, for Jackie Bryson, for June Anstett, for John Sue Caldwell, for Michael Greer and Carlos Reyes, and for all of their friends and family. And first of all, I want to get straight on the terminology of victims and suspects. You know, this whole conversation and what we're going to see over the next few months is going to be a lot of references, like in the Myers-Nave report, to the young men as suspects. And as we all know, they were never arrested for any crime, and they were not. They were never arrested, period. They are victims. And I think that we need to be clear that all of the young men were victims, including Oscar, obviously. They were victims of the BART police. They were victims of assault, battery, excessive force. They were victims of a hate crime. They are victims who have been traumatized by their friend's death, by having to hear their friend's last words, some of them, having to hear his last words through blood and the smell of smoke coming out of his chest. That, to belittle that and to say that, oh, they shouldn't have a problem with this, you know, that it's their fault. They were taken away in handcuffs when in fact they should have been with their dying friend. And so to try to blame Oscar now for his death is just unbelievable. They were sitting down, they had their hands up, they were not resisting. They had already had tasers pointed at them when tasers were unnecessary, against all policy and procedure, and it was not, none of that was warranted. And so to declare publicly that their contributing actions have to be taken into consideration, and in this case it's going to be vigorously opposed, is an outrage. And the other thing is, we should also be clear on who has committed the crimes here, and particularly BART and the BART police, and now attorneys and the public relations machine that you all have. There have been civil rights violations and hate crimes. There have been judicial and ethical misconduct. There has been information leaked that was covered by the non-disclosure agreements. And also this little thing that is Marcy's Law, which under the California Constitution protects victims and victims of crimes, victims and witnesses. And it says that victims should be treated with fairness and respect. And fairness and respect for their privacy and dignity. They should be free from intimidation and harassment and abuse. They should be reasonably protected from the defendant, in this case, Meserly, and from persons acting on behalf of the defendant. They also have the right to restitution and to request that the court enforce these rights promptly. Finally, BART is guilty of a cover-up starting from that night, and every other officer and official who has participated in it. You all have been citing this progress all this year. about how much you've done, but what difference does the Myers and Myers-Navé or the Noble report make if you're not going to take any action against Tony Peroni or Marisol Dominici?
That's right.
And what difference does it make to have a civilian review board or to talk about training if the police can still smash people's faces through the glass like they did at West Oakland to Charles Gibson? We have demanded accountability and demanded that Meserle be fired, but you all didn't fire him. You cut a deal with him. You cut a deal with him and let him walk without even questioning him. We demanded that Chief G be fired. He was not fired. There was no accountability. You let him retire and with his pension and everything. We asked for transparency, and we still don't know who was involved and what BART is going to do about it. And on this question of civilian review, how now can we possibly trust you when you have betrayed the young men, their families, and the community? And finally, just to get straight on one thing, we're the people of the state of California. We are the people. We are the people in the lawsuit. We are the people who are being protected by Meserle, who was your employee at the time. And, you know, clearly you all are working with the defense. And, you know, Meserle is being prosecuted on our behalf. So, you know, the idea that we're just some random protesters, you know, I think that we should probably clear that up. And we will stand with the family of Oscar Grant and all the young men through the criminal and through the civil proceedings. And we brought you these flowers because, you know, on January 1st, to have the audacity to sit on the stage and represent BART and give flowers when undoubtedly, at the same time, the public relations machine and the legal counsel had to have been planning this whole leak and this whole campaign at the same time that you were sitting on the stage and supposedly mourning Oscar Grant's life is an outrage. All of these young men have civil rights, they have constitutional rights, they have rights as victims, and as Mr. Burris said, if you and your friends on Meserle's defense team act like they don't, well, we will have to fight about that till the end of time. We'll leave you with these fake flowers to acknowledge your fake concerns, and we'll offer our own fake congratulations. Congratulations, you've lost what little faith people had in you. By attacking these young men, you've helped to teach the people their names and to demand justice for them too. So not only is the call now for justice for Oscar Grant ringing out around the state from here to Los Angeles and beyond, but now we want justice for Nigel, for Jackie, for June, for John too, for Michael, and for Carlos Reyes. So in the future, you can expect to see posters demanding justice, and we will follow up.
Justice for Oscar Grant!
Justice for Oscar Grant!